Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills, yeah. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how, yeah. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
We're doing kick butt TV theme songs as our artist of the day today. And that one is the greatest of all time because Waylon Jennings sings it.
Yeah.
Duh. I mean, don't need to be silly here. I'm going to play a couple that almost made the cut and did not make the cut.
Oh, okay. Please do.
Here's one for your, as soon as the stupid commercials are done.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate this. YouTube making me watch commercials so I can watch something for free. Did not make the cut.
Love.
WKRP?
Love.
No.
Exciting and
exciting
new.
And new.
Come aboard.
Come aboard.
We're expecting you.
We're expecting you and love.
Did not make the cut.
No.
Here's another one. Let me just get in here real quick. Was up for consideration. Did not make the cut today. But in any other world, it would have made the cut. Let me fast forward.
Oh, yeah.
Then along come two.
They got nothing but the jeans.
But they got different strokes.
Has everyone passed away from that show?
Except Gary Coleman. I believe he is. Todd Bridges.
Todd Bridges.
I think Todd Bridges is still alive.
Oh, are we sure about that?
Can you look up Todd Bridges if you would be so kind?
Yes, I can.
And see, I believe he is still alive. I believe he is.
It was Dana Plato who died.
Oh, yeah. She was the first.
Okay.
Yeah, he's still alive. He's 54.
He shouldn't be, but he's still alive. Gary Coleman's dead. Dad's dead.
Nell Carter.
Nell Carter's dead. Is Nell Carter dead?
Yes, many, many years ago. Remember, she had...
She had the diabetes?
She had the diabetes.
Which, by the way, was another one that almost made the cut.
Break. Now I know what it takes. I'm putting a new face on the old one. Ready for anything.
Yeah. Almost made it. Here are a couple of others, if I have the time. Give Me a Break was a great show.
It was good. I loved that show.
Uh-huh.
He was a cop. She was the nanny. Uh-huh. And the kids were two kids,
of course,
three
the
kids.
Black woman's always got to be the nanny.
She was the star of that show.
I know.
Just saying.
I was there in the 80s. I remember. Here's one that almost made the cut.
I bet we've been together for a million years.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
So so cheesy. I just started breathing on the night we kissed. So bad. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby?
You don't even know what it is, do you?
No, what is that?
Sha-la-la-la.
You don't know that song?
No. That is Family Ties.
That's right.
Are you serious?
Michael J. Fox, Alex B. Keaton.
It just seems like such a romantic song.
For a couple that was very much in love.
Very much in love.
I was pretty focused.
Do you know what I always forget? Do you know who was on? There were a lot of stars on that show before they were insanely famous. And I'm almost positive George Clooney's one of them. Didn't he play the boyfriend to the sister?
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, I'm almost positive Clooney was on.
Well, you know what show George Clooney really got his start in?
Well, ER.
No. The Different Strokes offshoot with all the girls. Oh, my God. What was it?
Oh, yeah. Facts of Life.
Facts of Life.
Maybe it was Facts of Life.
George Clooney was on Facts of Life a lot.
Oh,
he was the handyman.
I thought he was on Family Ties.
No, he was the handyman on Facts of Life.
I'm looking this up. I think he was on Family Ties.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you can look up whatever you want, but you're wrong. He was the handyman. He had a mullet. If you're wrong, you have to admit that you're wrong.
I will not, because I don't think I'm wrong. He has a lot of family ties, and so when you Google it, they talk about his family ties.
The facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of-
Do you think it pays to be the singer in one of those goofy jingles that catches on that everyone knows like right away? Probably not.
I don't know. You know, when I was a little kid, Blair on Facts of Life, the blonde.
Yeah.
Huge crush.
Well, everyone had a huge crush.
Yeah, she was
on
gorgeous.
Blair.
It takes a lot to get them right when you're learning the facts.
Granted, I was 13 years old, and that's kind of weird, but huge crush on.
I'm still looking for Family
whatever.
Ties, but that does not mean he was not on it. Just still looking.
Dana, he was on the Facts of Life. He was the handyman.
He was in one episode of The Golden Girls.
That is not the Facts of or Family Ties.
52 episodes of ER.
Your mother better get them right. Call her late at night.
When the world
never seems to be living up to your dreams. Suddenly you find out
God,
facts
stop
of life
it.
Are all about you.
I've been
you.
Having that stupid song in my head all night.
You.
I didn't even like that song when the show was popular.
By the way, you know who wrote the theme song?
No.
Alan Thicke.
Oh. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Alan Thicke was one of the writers on that theme song right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you ready to admit that you're wrong?
You. No, I'm still looking. It's searching.
You know why it's searching? Because it can't find it.
Yeah, I keep thinking that I found something, but then it's like...
Well, it's funny because
George
it's,
Clooney is our neighbor, the
yeah,
facts of life. No,
that's our
it's
family
their
tie.
Fact.
It keeps saying, like, he's got family ties to... dot, dot, dot.
He wasn't in Family Ties. He was in the Facts of Life.
Who then played the boyfriend of
know.
The sister on Family Ties?
I just
ties?
Want you to admit that you were wrong.
Not until this thing stops swirling.
It's swirling because
who
it
played
can't...
the boyfriend of the sister on Family Ties?
It can't.
It's somebody so famous. I just can't think
of
who it was.
I'll tell you who it wasn't. Mm. It wasn't George Clooney. That's all I'm saying.
Played the boyfriend of the sister on Family Ties. Stand by. I am going to get results.
Just admit that you were wrong.
I'm still looking.
George Clooney was on the Facts of Life.
No, I'm still looking. I don't know.
You know what else is still looking?
Scott Google. Valentine?
You know why Google's still looking? Because it can't find it.
Dana, Scott Valentine
the
played the boyfriend.
Wi-Fi connection is just not very good in here.
The Wi-Fi connection is solid here. Exceptionally solid.
Still scrolling.
Still scrolling because it can't find it.
It was a long time ago. Moving on.
Were you right or were you wrong?
I might have been wrong, but I don't know because it's still scrolling.
Gosh, you can't admit when she's wrong.
Okay, Scott Valentine does resemble him slightly. I could see how you could confuse that.
Oh, so now she's not wrong. She's just confused.
Right.
I mean, you would have to squint.
It's more mistaken.
And then maybe just glance while you're squinting.
Maybe if you're blind, he looks like George Clooney.
I do remember he had a leather jacket and long like rocker hair
and earrings.
Yes, dangly earrings. Mm. Anyway, what else do we have? Lots of stuff over there.
You're pathetic. You are pathetic.
Lots of things to talk about.
You want to talk about you being wrong?
No.
Oh. When we get back, why people have to be paid to live in the city of Topeka.
That's not what they're saying.
If you're...
They are offering a financial reward for someone who chooses to live there a year and then keep on living there.
Rebecca, would you consider that being paid to live in the city of Topeka?
That sounds accurate, Scott.
Thank you. So if you were being paid to live in the city of Topeka, a city you would otherwise not live in, you would have to be paid to live in the city of Topeka. Is that correct?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. Your hometown.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. 576-7798. Yeah, okay.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
The greatest American hero. So good. Story here from the Kansas City Star, so you know it's true. Don't forget, we're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Lee's Summit tomorrow. Topeka leaders are using cold, hard cash to lure more workers to live in the Kansas capital city. The new Choose Topeka program, which was approved this week, will pay up to $10,000 to people who rent and $15,000 for those who purchase a primary home after a year of residency in the city.
Mm-hmm.
The program, which will launch in 2020, is part of Go Topeka, an arm of the Greater Topeka Partnership and the Joint Economic Development Organization. It is expected to split the cost of the incentives with employers, though it is unclear how many employers are participating and who would be eligible. It is a $300,000 commitment. It will provide incentives for...
Wait. It's a $300,000 commitment divided by...
$15,000 to $10,000.
This is not a significant number of people.
It is expected to entice 40 to 60 people to move into the city in the first year. A recent study found that 40% of Shawnee County workers who earn more than $40,000 per year
live in Lawrence.
Live outside of the city.
You don't even have to tell me. Outside of the city, I think for
that means Lawrence.
Here's the deal. I would love a percentage and a salary. At what salary does what percentage move down the road west or east?
I'm not down talking your hometown because it is the capital city of our state. Okay, I get it. How awful. All right, I am done.
It isn't. Here's the problem with this whole thing. And we've talked about this with super small towns that are saying, look, we'll pay for your college tuition if you just come back here.
Topeka's not a super small
town. Topeka isn't dying. It's not. It's 170,000 and holding steady. I don't think it's changed.
I believe that's accurate.
But $10,000, and you have to assume that's going to be counted as taxable income.
Yeah.
Really winds up being $5,000 or $6,000.
$6,000, yeah.
And if you are going to ask me to make a major life change, you'd better give me a whole lot more than $6,000 to do it. That's not going to pay for anything.
We overshot the population. It is 126,000.
Oh, then that has gone down. Used to be 160, didn't it?
No, actually it didn't. Here's the problem with Topeka, okay? It has been at or around 125,000 since 1970. It's not getting smaller, but it ain't growing. It has, in 1970.
But wouldn't you rather see that than the bleeding of the sure. small towns that we're seeing in the other part of the state?
Of course.
Yeah, it's holding steady.
But in 1970, the population of Topeka was literally 125,011, okay? This year, it is 125,900. So in the last 50 yeah. years, Topeka has added about 900 people. Now, birth in and of itself should have put that into the thousands.
Yeah.
But Topeka has not grown, and it hasn't shrunk in the last 50 years.
I just think adding 30 to 60 people...
I mean, that's your goal is to add 40 people to the city?
If I lived in Topeka, I would be livid because that $300,000 could go to fix roads. I mean, it could go to something where, mm-hmm. look, we already live here. We've invested here. Our homes are here. We've decided to stay here. Spend the money here sure. versus trying to entice someone who lives in Eudora to come further in.
But I think you brought up a really good point, Danny, if I may. And that is, you know, all the jokes that I make about Lawrence being, you know, tie-dyed and people showering once a week.
Oh, it's a great city.
Lawrence is a wonderful city, and there's no denying it. And I have a little bit of fun on the side with Lawrence because it's so liberal and all that stuff. But I bet you're absolutely right that a lot of people that make a good living in Topeka make that 20-minute commute to Lawrence every morning and every night.
Our general manager of the television station that I worked at lived in
Lawrence.
Lawrence, yeah, yeah. I just don't understand why you spend the money for 40 to 60 people.
I'm not saying
I think they should spend $30 million to attract more people into town. I just don't know what adding 30 to 60 people accomplishes.
Here's a novel idea. Take your $300,000, to your point, Dana, make the city look more attractive, plant more trees, fix more streets, fix curbs, fix sidewalks.
Lower the crime rate.
And people will want to move there. You won't have to pay them to move there.
They've got to lower the crime rate, Scott.
576-7798.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
Can't hear this song anymore without thinking about old school.
All my dreams pass before my eyes in curiosity.
I love you, Blue.
Dust in the wind.
You're my boy, Blue.
All they are.
Somebody points out in the text line, and it's a fair argument. Texter, don't focus on Topeka, okay? Which, by the way, if you are just joining us, Topeka is now offering money, $10,000 if you rent, $15,000 if you buy, if you'll move inside their city. That's how bad it's gotten in Topeka. Now, somebody said, and Topeka hasn't grown but by 900 people since 1970. They have added 900 people in 50 years. The birth rate alone should have kicked it up thousands. Now, somebody said, don't focus on Topeka. You're looking at the wrong thing, Scott. Focus on Shawnee County. Okay. Shawnee County, which is home to Topeka.
Yeah.
In 1970, so 50 years ago, Shawnee County had a population of 155,000. This year, check that, last year, had a population of 177. So in 50 years, the county has grown by 22,000 people.
Right.
However, that is down from 2010 by 0.2%. Shawnee County is actually losing residents. Now, here's what I've never understood. Topeka is the state capital. You have all of this money coming in, theoretically.
Seasonally, but yes.
What do you mean seasonally?
You mean when the lawmakers come in and out?
No, I just mean tax dollars in general. All this money that the government is generating. Now, a lot of it goes to Salina. It goes to Hutchinson, right. Dodge City, Lawrence, you know, Kansas City, Kansas, whatever. I get it. The money comes in, the money goes out. However, you have a lot of people coming into town, and yes, to your point, Dana, seasonally, who eat out every night, who have to rent an apartment. I mean, if you're a lawmaker from Dodge City, you don't commute to Topeka to right. be a lawmaker. You have an apartment.
Correct.
So you have all these people coming into town, and you have all these people who make good livings off of the state government. State government jobs are not $23,000, $24,000, $25,000 a year jobs. Huh. They're well-paid jobs. You have all this money in this city. And now, granted, in fairness, I haven't been to Topeka in a little bit over 3 years. But with all due respect to Topeka, and I know it's your hometown and your parents live there, it's a dump.
It's not the most aesthetically pleasing city.
It's ugly.
It's not the most aesthetically pleasing city.
By that, you mean it's ugly. 576-7798. John in Liberty. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Well, we're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, long time no talk. So I want to state up front that I lived in Topeka for 9 years, and I still have family and friends that live in Topeka. And it's a great city. But in my estimation, what Topeka is a victim of proximity. And now let me explain what I mean by that. So when I lived there, so you know, Topeka is probably where you want to get to the major places in Kansas. You couldn't live in a better place. You're in a mid-sized city, okay? You're less from the Topeka interchange, the East interchange to the Legends, you're 35 minutes away.
Yeah.
You are 15 minutes away from Lawrence. You are 35 minutes away from Manhattan. You're 2 hours away from Wichita. So when I lived in Topeka, I worked for a company, and when they recruited college students, they sold Lawrence more than they did Topeka, and those newly hired college graduates, I would bet you 80 to 90% of them chose to live in Lawrence over Topeka. So I really, unfortunately, I think it's a great city, and I have nothing bad to say about it. I just think it's the proximity piece more than anything else.
You have nothing bad to say about Topeka.
I have nothing. I wish the crime rate was lower.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have nothing bad to say about it. I really just truly think, guys, they're a victim of proximity. They're too close to other things that are attractive to other people.
But John, why can't Topeka make itself attractive? I mean,
it's not going to be Kansas City because of size and amenities, and it's not going to be Lawrence because Lawrence is a college town.
But it's bigger than Lawrence.
I can't answer the question, Scott. All I can speak to is what I believe. You know, I will say I have nothing bad to say about it.
Okay.
If you look at the for years Topeka was trying to get and for a limited amount of times they would have Frontier come in and be able to fly to like Denver, or they would have like one of those bargain airlines that would fly to Florida locations.
Mm-hmm.
You're too close to KCI. Even now, more people fly out of Manhattan than they do. They don't have flights out of Topeka anymore, but you can fly twice a day from Manhattan to Dallas direct, and you can fly twice a day from Manhattan to Chicago O'Hare twice a day, nonstop. Mm. So it's, you know,
it's a great point, John. It's a great point.
If you're living in Topeka and you want to fly, okay, it's less than an hour to the airport. I mean, I do this drive all the time. My wife's from Wamego. We have family in Wamego. And I track it. Drives my wife crazy because I know exactly how long it's going to take, barring any major traffic delays, how long it's going to take to get somewhere. When you hit that Topeka East interchange heading east, you are 10 minutes away from the first Lawrence exit. You are 35 minutes away from Legends, and you're 50 minutes away. Once you hit Lawrence, you're 50 minutes away from my front door in Liberty.
But John, real quick, because we got a full board. What you're basically saying is Topeka is sitting down while everybody else eats their lunch.
Because of proximity, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, but
Scott, it's a great point. And he's right. Topeka is a victim of its location.
Well, wait. Let me ask John one more quick question, then I want you to weigh in on his answer. John, if you were going to make that argument about victim of proximity, Lawrence should be a ghost town.
True, but Lawrence is a university town. Now you're getting into a whole different arena. Okay. Yeah. I mean, Lawrence is never, Manhattan's never going to be a ghost town because it's a college town. Same thing with Columbia, same thing with Lawrence. It's just not going to happen.
All right, buddy. Hey, do appreciate the call. Danny, your thoughts on that?
He's right. Topeka cannot be Lawrence because it's not a college town, and it cannot be Kansas City because it's not a big metropolitan city. It's why the population has stayed exactly the same since the 1970s. But I thought it was higher than 125.
Now, you could make the argument, well, Lawrence is a university city, so, you know, it has all this excitement. It has a lot of things going on. But Topeka is the capital city. It has the state government. And by the way,
but I don't think that that necessarily
Topeka is the home of your alma mater, Washburn.
Attracts throngs of people because the government hub exists there. In some cities, it does.
It most certainly does.
Not in all cities.
People go to Topeka to petition their government. They go there because they're in the government.
When was the last time you went to Topeka to petition your government,
Scott? I haven't. But when was the last time I went to KU to do anything other than watch a football game?
Here's the other thing. Why towns like Topeka are victims of their location, okay?
Okay.
In order for me to travel into that city, I'm trying to think what would get me to travel in. And you might say, Scott, well, maybe they have a play. Where's that play going to go first?
Kansas City.
You might think maybe there's a band playing I want to hear. Where's the band going to be? I mean, he is absolutely right. I'm trying to think why anyone would travel in, and it ain't to petition the government.
All right, that was a bad example.
You could say maybe they would have an exhibit. Chances are that exhibit's at Union Station already, or that exhibit's here, or has been here. And so it also has that against it, where people are not going to draw into that city from surrounding areas because we're here. We've probably already seen it.
Hmm. But yet Lawrence thrives. Topeka barely survives.
I think college towns are their own beast. They just are. You either want to live in a college town or you do not.
576-7798, 576-7798. We're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Lee's Summit tomorrow.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
Try to get everybody in here in just a moment. We have breaking news.
Well, don't you understand?
The Leaf pickup truck in Roland Park is broken down.
How will you go on? You are the last person on the face of the planet that enjoys that service, by the way. You just dump them into the street.
That's right.
And they come and get them.
They come and suck them up with this big, see, it's a big truck with a big suction hose.
Yeah, I see it.
And they suck up your leaves. I haven't bagged leaves in 10 years. I just pay somebody to blow them into the street.
Yeah, I
might as well live in Topeka.
Right. Right.
Roland Park, you better get your act together.
Again, you are the only person in the world that still enjoys that service.
I'm going to tell you right now, the 6,000 Roland Parkers and I.
You're Roland Parkers? Is that what you are?
Yes, that's what we call ourselves.
Got it.
We love the three times a year that the Leaf pickup truck comes by and sucks up our leaves. And Roland Park just tweeted out, the Leaf truck is currently undergoing maintenance at the repair shop due to faulty wiring and needs to be replaced. We will keep you updated when Leaf pickup will resume.
That means you are on your own.
Staff intends to work 7 days a week to make every effort to maintain the Leaf collection schedule.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That tells me that the third pickup date is off.
You know you can hire other lawn and leaf companies to come do the same exact thing, right?
I've done that every year for many years. Or you can tell your children to grab a rake. I've done that too.
In Roland Park, we have enjoyed for years the benefit of just raking our leaves into the street, and they come by and...
Yeah, you're it. You're the only one that gets to enjoy that.
We're the only city that does it. City that does it.
That's so annoying.
And now the truck is broken down.
Oh, no.
I mean, my God. I might as well move to Topeka now. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and you'll get paid for it.
You better get that truck fixed.
With right. that cash, you could buy a new one if you moved to Topeka.
Right.
Let's go to John in Olathe. Hello, John. I can't believe it. My life is over.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello. Oh, we're fine.
Hey, I was. I just kind of wanted to talk about this. So I actually am from Topeka. I grew up in Topeka. My family's from Topeka for many generations. I left Topeka to go to school, go to college. I'm 29. And I honestly had no desire to go back to that city because of how bad it is with crime. They've kind of started to, I guess, revitalize downtown a little bit, and they've added some stuff there. But, I mean, like, there's not really any major employers. I mean, I know that there's a BNS hub there, BNSF hub there, and Westar's there, and there might be, I think there's a Mars factory now. But, I mean, I had no desire to stay there. Coming up to Kansas City, there's so much more opportunity. And honestly, you couldn't pay me $10,000 or $15,000 to move back to that city.
What would the amount be for most people, John? Just for most people to get you to uproot from where you are if you're in a large metropolitan area to go to a smaller city like that? What would the number be?
You know, to go to any other smaller city, not much. But like Shawnee County, I would live in Shawnee County, but I wouldn't want to live in Topeka. Honestly, there's really only a couple good areas of Topeka, and to me, it's the southwest side. And even then, there's times my mom's told me that things happen on Wanamaker, and it's like it never used to happen like that. So it's, I don't know. I don't really know what they can do. I see why the population's gone down, because...
Well, it's just static. Like it really hasn't gone down. It's just static.
No, it hasn't changed in the last 50 years. Population stayed at 127,000.
Like millennials like myself, I mean, there's a lot more opportunity. People live in other cities, Kansas City, Lawrence, even leave the state. I don't know. I don't really know many people that live in Topeka anymore. They live in Wichita or they live in Kansas City. So I don't think people have a desire to live there.
I applaud their efforts, Scott. I really do. And my mom and dad are still there. You know, my brother and his wife and their children are still there. I applaud their effort to try to draw in new people. I just don't know that for $300,000, if they get 30 or 40 people to sign up to do it, I don't understand how that moves the needle.
I don't think it does, Dana.
I think if you could say we're bringing in 1,000 people who are going to put down.
I mean, they're talking about this states. Initial investment, bringing in 40 to 60 people in the first year. That doesn't, to your point, and to borrow your term, that doesn't move the needle at all. It really doesn't move the needle. And by the way, John, to your point about Wichita, I've actually watched Wichita grow up for the last 20-some-odd years because my brother lives there, and I go down there from time to time to visit him and his family. Wichita, 20 years ago, complete dump. Now, I'm going to be
honest.
You
said when you went in, you were very, very
impressed.
Impressed.
Yes. Their downtown has done a dramatic right turn. From the text line, Scott, stay strong, brother. Hopefully that Leaf truck will return shortly.
It's going to be all right
You just hang in there and you stay strong.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. It's a rake.
I got a rake. That's what I put the leaves in the street with. What I need are bags. We got to run. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, we're going to be at 54th Street Grill and Bar tomorrow. Oh,
to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Anyway, we'll see you at 54th Street Grill and Bar tomorrow in Lee's Summit. It would be an honor and a privilege to spend that Friday afternoon with you guys. All right? News is next. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow in Lee's Summit, everybody. Be good.
Different strokes through the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got...
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.